It's fucking episode 160. We've come a long way. That cookie looked delicious.
Yeah, I'm I need one of those fucking cookies in my
life. Man, let me start this off since I'm the only one that's got weed tonight. Let me just show this fucker off.
Oh yeah.
So I went to a dispensary. I didn't know I was going to a dispensary.
Right.
So I didn't I had my ID on me, but I didn't have my money on me. And because I was going to group that night, and but my brother wanted to stop by a dispensary, so we stopped by this dispensary. And dispensaries have come a long fucking way lately. I mean, it's been a while since I've really been in one, because I use a delivery service. And this place is like an Apple store, but for weed. And I'm like, wow, this is pretty fucking nice. And we get 30% off. And they got fucking 2 for 100 ounces and all sorts of dope ass shit. But I didn't bring any money. I had $25 on me. I borrowed 10 so I could get the jackknife. Fucking live rosin.
Okay.
And
this shit's 70.78%. First off, so it's live rosin. So it's pressed fucking nugs or whatever, probably trim, but as opposed to fucking, you know, no butane or whatnot. So it's it's very planty, like it very piney. Fucking Donnie said it right, piney.
Yeah, very piney.
Oh, that shit looked pretty good.
Yeah,
the
last nug of that critical that I've been finding these fucking seeds in. Oh well, there goes the label. I dropped it like a dummy. But I'm sitting here, I just popped this sucker open, and it's like, this is the third seed now.
Man.
Like I said, man, one of these days, my, local government here gets their shit together, grows the fuck up.
I'm gonna have
to work with.
Yeah, man. Oh, shit. You know what I should say? We got fucking Donnie here right now. Fucking
good, Donnie.
Fucking house, boy.
Fucking, we can hear you.
Hear your voice. You're beautiful.
Hey.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And fucking Jesse will be here. He's just running late, wrapping presents or something. And fucking,
happened about Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah, that shit's coming up.
Yeah. You know what I did tonight?
What'd you do?
I took the kids to go to a viewing of Die Hard. The greatest
Christmas
movie ever created.
Hell yeah. Listen, yep. Man, I saw a fucking video of what's his ass saying it's not a Christmas movie. And that blew my fucking mind.
Who said that?
Fucking Bruce Willis.
He's just bullshit.
I'm like, listen,
he knows this movie.
Hey, he's got to know. Fucking Carl Winslow knows.
Got the dementia and shit. He was probably already feeling it then.
Speaking of fucking Carl Winslow, did y'all see that there is an Urkel Saves Christmas cartoon out now?
What?
No, but I heard it came out like this year.
It came out 2023. Urkel Saves Christmas.
But like, yeah, man, that's how crazy is that? You know, Urkel has his own strain and his own cannabis company.
Yeah, isn't it like Purple Urkel or something?
Purple Urkel is his strain. That's his thing.
That's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, I think that even might be the name of his company.
Or God. You know, he needs a strain called Golden Rings.
There's
you know. Or chili dog. Man, I just chili think of dog. Him as Sonic the Hedgehog. Because he voiced Sonic the Hedgehog. Those first two cartoons? Mm.
Yeah.
He'll always be fucking Sonic the Hedgehog to me. Well, and Urkel. But I'll never picture Sonic talking any other way.
So what's been up, boys?
Man, just playing a lot of this new season of Fortnite.
I mean, well, yeah, I've been playing a lot of that with you. But I mean, like, you know, I haven't been here. What the fuck y'all been talking about?
Fortnite.
New season of Fortnite.
Yeah.
We've been talking about some comic book related stuff. We've been talking about...
weed.
You know, mostly the weed we smoke.
Yeah.
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 We haven't been talking about wrestling as much, Donnie, because you haven't been here.
Listen, you know, I'm back, and, you know, I did want to say my Wrestling with Donnie podcast, you know, that's back in the works. So,
yeah,
found myself a co-host.
You know, hell yeah.
You guys know him.
There you go.
But, hell
put
yeah.
Put him in a sleeper hold, and you know, get them to tap out.
And please don't do that to me. I get to play the heel, you guys. It's gonna be fun. I'm pretty good at being an asshole, so it's gonna.
Yeah, I told him. I said you got permission to treat me like shit. Okay.
I'm gonna be nice though. I'm a nice heel. Man, I was watching Chris Jericho punch Shane McMahon in the face early.
That's nice.
Shane punched him, so Chris Jericho drop kicked him.
Oh.
Yeah, gave him like a missile that's drop kick. Man, I can't normally get into modern day wrestling, Donnie, but fucking CM Punk coming back. And,
but fucking.
Oh, god damn it, man. I never. I almost went an entire episode, and then at the very, very end, I said butt fucking.
And you said butt fucking anyway, guys. We're on the way out. So
it's
like literally while
we were
shutting it down.
Yeah.
Like, fuck it. Threw it out there.
I'm trying so hard to break this habit.
Donnie. What? Yeah.
He's always talking about butt fucking. That's all
we're talking about. We're talking about you, Jerry.
Butt fucking this, butt fucking that.
Butt fucking Jared Leto.
Anything with a butt, I think.
Yeah. It reminds me of that photo I sent to group chat. It was a lady who had no ass crack. Oh, that cookie looked good, too.
Damn.
Yeah. Oh, the fucking dispensary had sugar-free edibles.
Nice.
Oh man, I can't even have money. I know. I went. Well, yeah, I just had just enough to get. I couldn't say no to this, man.
No, I don't blame you. Like I'm pumped.
I saw that and I'm like, oh shit, Kevin fucking Nash. Because I've been watching his podcast a lot lately too.
Oh.
But. CM Punk coming back. Is Seth Rollins getting pissed off? That fucking's got me hyped. Fucking, I can't believe CM Punk got such a big fucking welcome back, too. Like, everyone was going fucking crazy. Fucking poor AEW.
Yeah, I know.
Do they have any wrestlers over there?
They're losing them fast.
All the old wrestlers.
Fucking, when's Danhausen gonna wrestle? Fucking all the good wrestlers, that's the problem, is they allow crazy shit to happen, so everyone's always fucking hurt, man. They got some demon girl now, though.
What's Edge's name over there now? Adam Copeland?
Yeah, the rated R superstar.
Yeah, Adam Copeland.
Man.
Crazy.
I don't remember what the comment said, but I read one of the funniest fucking YouTube comments about him Oh man, I wish I could remember it now, but I was fucking laughing. Man, people, they take that rivalry too hard.
With AEW and WWE?
Yeah.
Dog, sometimes I think they're working hand in hand.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, like with all these older wrestlers going to AEW and, you know, and these fucking returns and shit, you know, it just makes sense to me. They're just making money off each other.
Yeah. Yeah, they're in cahoots in one way or another.
Right.
Like different NBA teams making trades and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. You know, they just don't tell the fan base. They don't tell the WWE Universe and the AEW whatever fan base about it. But I think, you know, that's what happens.
I want to tell you guys something real quick. These King Palms.
Yeah.
These are great. This might be my favorite fucking ramp.
What flavor is that?
This is mint. I just got this because that's all they have.
Okay.
You don't have to. I don't push the little flavor burster. It's hard to burst them anyways. So this. Oh yeah, those are great. I do love those. Listen,
if you popped at some bitch, it probably tastes like ass.
This is grape slush twisted palm.
Listen, you might want to pop that one. That sounds good.
This has three grape flavors. Slush.
Why
are
you
going to
make
slush?
It taste like grape slush?
I know. Now the other one I had was bubble pop.
Listen, you remember? You remember the one we had together?
Watermelon. Awful. Yeah.
Awful. Like it was making us gag.
King Palm, they make one that's Red Bull flavored, and that one tastes good. But this, regardless of how great it fucking tastes, what good's a fucking blunt that falls apart when you touch it? I pulled it out of the fucking case, and it just fell apart. I was able to pack it, and then I put it back in here. I sealed it up. And I put this in my pocket, and I took it across the street with me. And I opened it up to smoke it, and it just fell apart. And I said, what the fuck is this? I just watched some weed just blow away in the wind, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I cried a little bit. I'm not even going to open this one, because that really pissed me off. And then I saw that this is Twisted Palm. Made by the same makers that do the twisted hemp shit. Them wraps are god fucking awful. They come in all them stupid boxes. You see all these YouTubers promoting those fucking wraps. They're awful. They never fucking roll. They don't roll for shit. They don't burn for shit. They taste like shit. Them wraps, oh man. I'd rather just fuck with the tobacco. Or in this case, the palm oil. The King Palm. Alright, that was my little PSA. I'm sorry, guys. They just pissed me off with that.
I picked up a new weed device.
Oh, hell yeah. That's weed?
Well, yeah. Yep. Look, check it out. It's got...
That's cool. There,
so it just looks like all the douchebags that smoke vapes.
Yeah. That's fucking smart.
But, you know.
Yeah, because everyone fucking knows. Everyone knows this is a weed pen. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's hard to... There's a couple out there now that just don't look like weed pens. But yeah. Most of them have always looked like weed pens.
Yeah, like
you can tell people all you want,
like a weed pen, right?
CBD, but they're not gonna believe you.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, okay, CBD.
CBD.
Who smokes CBD, buddy? You know what bothers me? It bothers me that all those other THC types are legal, but you can still fail piss tests for them.
Yeah.
Right.
Like. Man, I can walk into a gas station and buy this. But, and it's like I can Walk in and fucking slam a fucking liter of vodka, too. I ain't gonna piss for that.
So, oh, you're gonna piss if you, know, you drink
a liter of vodka, let me tell
you. Yeah, you know.
You'd be lucky if you only piss.
Yeah, you're probably might shit.
So I haven't been here to talk about Fortnite. What do y'all think of the Battle Pass in this season? Not the other game modes yet, but what do y'all think of this?
Battle Pass in this season, I will say, we were talking about it last week. Just one of the best ones yet. I think the weapon stuff is really fun. I think the map is really fucking cool.
Although they nerfed the fuck out of them.
They gave us the OG season and said, yeah, remember, this is where we started. And we go, yeah, but now we want, like, gold and bounties and vending machines.
We got everything we wanted it back.
Like, all this, and we got it all back. We got
and
it
then
all
some.
Really quick. And then some.
They said, you want to modernize it more?
Like, toning down the Christmas holiday stuff from the seasons past.
Yeah, they really gone
cabin that was in the, you know, snowy wasteland.
Yeah, what the fuck? What the fuck?
Yeah, now it's a daily fucking present.
They've given us, like, basically a present a day for 12 fucking days. It's the same thing. The only thing that's missing is that interface where you're picking a present.
It was just
now they're giving you a delivery service. Every day you get to click on the thing and it's like, here, we delivered you this present.
Yeah.
The first one happened so quick I didn't see the thing, so I thought, I was like, oh, maybe I have to pick it up from the ship it place in the game, which would have been cool.
The first one, they gave it to me before I even opened the present.
Me too.
That's what happened for me too.
And I think it's because we got fucking Fortnite Crew, so it gave us that bonus one. Because it came in as member rewards for me.
Yeah, me too.
And I was
like,
oh shit, what am I getting? And it was, oh yeah, it's the golden variant.
So, what up, Jesse?
What is? Hey.
Oh shit, look at where he's at. Some weird, brainy looking desert.
Where the hell is Jesse at today?
I don't know. I don't think that's there a Bing a... image.
Dude, I would hate to be tripping balls and being there.
that'd be like, what is that movie? Young Guns. Was it the second one where they... Or no, the first one where they're tripping on peyote. And they're all, like, shooting their guns and shit.
Oh, shit!
Y'all remember that movie, right?
No, I've never seen it.
You never seen it? I'm super fucking old.
But hey.
Young Guns 2 are, like, 80s Western movies featuring Julio Estevez... the guy that played Cameron and Ferris Bueller was in the second one.
Oh, shit.
There's a handful of actors that you would recognize and go, oh, Terrence Stamp was in the first one.
I'm not sure who that is. Young Guns.
Terrence Stamp, he was the Supreme Chancellor in episode one.
Okay.
Like, was too weak, and Palpatine kind of booted him out of the way.
That was so smart.
Yeah.
Palpatine, he might be my favorite Star Wars character.
Yeah.
You know, I don't really give a shit about Star Wars, but my favorite is Darth Maul.
I like General Grievous a good bit.
Okay. Yeah, those are good ones. I'm a Boba.
But also Darth Maul.
Yeah, Darth Maul is my favorite of all time.
You guys realize he got chopped in half in the first movie he was in.
Yeah, but he was dope as fuck.
Just chopped right
in half. He had the coolest fucking lightsabers, man.
And he survived that.
Yeah.
He's my favorite because when I was like fucking middle school or something, I read like a book about him and how he grew up and shit. Pretty cool.
That's pretty. I didn't know his lore went that fucking.
Oh, yeah. Darth Maul's cool fucking character, dude.
Different books and stuff like that.
I know he gets robot legs and he's got a brother who looks a lot like Goldust. Well, Shaggy looked a lot like Goldust when he painted himself up like him. And yeah. He did not think it was funny when I left him a chat to say, "What up, Goldust?"
What up, Goldust?
He looked so much like fucking Goldust. Fuck it, man. You know, I've been watching a lot of Attitude Era wrestling. That shit is wild.
Definitely.
And for one, I can't believe as kids I watched that shit. Like, holy shit. Wrestling, I see why they had to go through the whole cleansing era. They're like, you know what? We gotta act like none of this happened. We have to distance. Okay, John Cena, stop the whole rap thing. You're now a Marine, okay? You're in this movie. You're an American hero. Thank you. Thank you for your services. We still can't see you, but thank you.
Gotta get rid of the Godfather. That's not a good look.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You know, I know all those young ladies are now unemployed. But the hoe train is
no longer. But at least we are them hoes.
You know, he came back recently, a couple years ago.
Did he have a hoe train?
He had a couple girls with him.
Oh, man.
Man. But
it's for the Royal Rumble or some shit.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah, because they had the Legends Rumble or something. They had a little mini Rumble, and it was all old.
No, this is just a normal Royal Rumble.
Oh, shit. Well, fuck you.
No, fuck you,
okay. You know, Violent J just won a Royal Rumble. And he's also doing a storytelling tonight here in Detroit. And, you know what? I was trying to go. And, you know, I asked if anyone was going. You know, see if I could, you know, bum a ride or so. And everyone said they weren't going. And now all them motherfuckers are going. And we're looking for people to go with them last minute. Like, motherfucker, I need to find a sitter. I can't just fucking.
Why didn't you say, yeah, I'll go when I brought it up?
Yeah, you know, because I brought it up as soon as they announced that shit. This was like a month ago.
Damn, the lows.
I know. You guys get any comic books lately?
Funny you say that. I'm flipping through one right now.
Oh, shit.
I hadn't had the opportunity to read it yet because I just picked it up yesterday.
Oh, hell yeah. It's
Gang War. It is the new ongoing thing. It's happening in New York City.
Is that Daredevil? Daredevil's a chick now?
It's actually Elektra is Daredevil.
And then that's pretty Daredevil dope.
Is the black Daredevil because like Matt Murdock like died.
Oh.
They faked his death and everybody thinks he's dead and now he's wearing the old black armor from the 90s.
Okay.
And they've got that going on, and he's in a different area of New York, and they just don't know that he's Matt Murdock. He's pretending to be some, like, hustler or something. Miles Morales, I know you're a fan of Miles.
I fucking love Miles.
Hell yeah.
He's in on it, too.
I like Spider-Boy. That was pretty neat.
Oh, dude. They had this really cool cover. I don't know if I showed it off before. But maybe I'll look for it for next week.
Hell yeah.
They got some cool shit for the Spider-Boy, his first cover. They got one where it's like basically the whole cover is that blue. on his suit.
Oh, shit.
So all you see is the other colors.
Okay, that's pretty fucking dope.
It's sick. It's sick.
You damn. Yeah, Spider-Man.
This actually came in this week, too.
Big. Oh, shit!
Oh, wait.
The bite-sized sneak peek.
It is the bite-sized sneak peek because this is the first 10-page origin that we wrote. Now, we've expanded this story to turn it into a 14 more pages. It's a full 24-page comic book that'll be coming out at some point next year. It will contain the 10 pages of story from this, but there will be some changes along the way. I'll tell you guys what they are. I mean, maybe I'll let you guys find them for yourself. But it's really neat, man, to see created by Benito Duranzo. That's my kid.
Hell yeah!
And Gabriel Duranzo. That's me. And with the art by the incomparable Eric McMeans. He's amazing.
Yeah, his art is really nice.
What he's done with this is just, like, over the top. And there you see they're on a school field trip where they're checking out the dinosaur exhibit at a local museum here in Memphis. And this bully, he's like, hey, you actually like this boring tour, nerd? Like, you're coming with me, Dorkosaurus. I had threw a Dorkosaurus in there. Going into the employees only area and fighting over this raptor talon. And eventually you're going to see. I mean, like, just look at how cool that looks, man.
Yeah, the art is pretty good.
Man, it's so sick.
Oh, that's how he becomes Raptor Boy, huh?
It tells his origin story. We wrote this to be basically like a 10-page short story with other short stories.
Okay. But then
got the reaction and we saw the artwork that the artist was putting down. We all like basically came to an agreement that we just needed to roll Raptor Boy number one from the very beginning. And I'll tell bro, when they get to scrapping...
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's Salazar?
Yeah, that's Sarzar, the evil wizard. He's up to no good throughout the whole issue. Throughout the series, really. And, I mean...
I dig that wizard.
Dude, it looks good. Like, it's... Like, that's a still image. But you know how much action is happening.
Yeah. It reminds me of like a Cartoon Network cartoon.
Yeah.
And that was the thing that we were discussing after I, like, these came in and I'm like, bro, let's all meet up. So we fucking met up. We looked it over. He got excited. Ben got excited. I post the video when he first saw it. He was
just
are you kidding me? And he's just like so into it, right? And I mean, I was too. And it's just, it's really neat. And we were talking about how this 10 page would be like that really good 5 to 8 minute kind of pilot cartoon.
Yeah.
Showing his transformation here and all that stuff. We even have a coming soon page. You get to see.
That's awesome. I like how it shows all the sketches.
These are literally the other 14 pages of the comic book. And we're just kind of putting it out there for you to kind of gaze upon some of the fun, see what's going on in there. That was a promo image that he did that we used on Instagram. We're going to turn that into a sticker for an upcoming Kickstarter or something. And then he has this, like, making a Raptor Boy comic book page.
Oh, that's...
explains that's the steps so that dope. He went through to make the comic book page happen. And that's, like, a fun little read. And it's... We're really targeting a younger audience, obviously. With all the butt-fucking we talk about on this. this isn't the show, but a lot of the people that watch our shit will have a kid that they're like, oh,
yeah,
this is something you might find interesting.
Shit, I'm a prime example. We're all really
excited about it, and obviously it's sponsored by 901 Comics here in Memphis, Tennessee. I'm going to put that information up there because they do a fuck ton of the online ordering and stuff like that.
Well, so, hell yeah.
Look for 901 Comics.
Hell yeah.
If you're in Memphis, go to the store. If you're, you know, not in Memphis, get that. They're always coming up with some really cool shipping it anywhere and everywhere. So.
Hell yeah. That's fucking awesome. It's always...
See, you're here. I got these this week. They were in my box. Apparently, they're doing a horror promo with Peach Momoko.
Oh, shit.
I picked up a handful of her variant covers. This Venom one is just like...
I need to go tomorrow... Tomorrow's the last day. Mine's gonna be open.
Oh, that Daredevil looks fucking dope.
What do you mean the last day is gonna be open?
They're closing.
We're good?
Mm-hmm.
Here's...
Damn.
Oh, that's so fucking cool.
That's sick.
Yeah. Dude. And it's like this big, kind of... I guess some... kind of crossover that's going on there, and her artwork and stuff like that.
Hell yeah.
Recently, for the last couple of years, we've been going evil in the X-Men, and apparently they are creating a clone of Beast that's good.
Oh shit.
To kill the evil Beast.
Okay. There's a lot going on there. This is a lot to unpack.
Beast before it was the one from the Age of Apocalypse universe, or you know, multiverse.
Man, you know, I'm excited.
He was the great beast, and then he captured the beast and dyed his skin or his fur blue, and was just. Posing as the beast. And I mean, like,
I'm what a piece of shit.
I do like the beast.
I think they're trying to give scientists a bad.
I gave
the goat in him.
I'm happy that the X-Men are finally coming to the cinematic universe.
Yeah, that's dope.
Although I heard some shit's going on with the guy who plays is it Krang? Is that the guy's name?
Kang.
Yeah, I heard some shit's going on with that guy.
Yeah, he got into some trouble. I believe it was like a domestic thing.
Oh shit.
Lots. I think he was on like a couple other projects that they. He has not been let go from Marvel, so I think they're
okay. What?
They're letting the legal side of it play out before they do anything. But also, I mean, it's Kang, and it's the multiverse, so if somebody else has Kang, that's not totally.
Now, Kang is a big multiversal guy. I have no idea who Kang is.
Yeah, like basically, he there's like the Council of Ricks.
Yeah, okay.
Is a rip on his Council of Kangs.
Oh shit.
Basically, they all sit around and judge each other on how quickly they took over their universe, and it's like literally he's supposed to be the one being at the end of all time and stuff like that. So,
okay. And they introduced him in Ant-Man 3? Was it the third Ant-Man?
Billy came in the first season of the Loki series. He was in the season finale.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't watch that.
And then, he was. His character name was He Who Remains.
Okay. That's kind of like the guy from Children of the Corn, He Who Walks Behind the Rose.
Loki season two, he gets back into that character, but also plays another character, and he was also in the Quantumania.
That's the Ant-Man one?
The Ant-Man Quantumania. He was in that. I wasn't like super hot on that movie.
There are a couple of things
that threw me off. One, I liked the side characters that they were building up in Ant-Man and Ant-Man the Wasp. You know, all of his like little buddies, you know, and them from the movie kind of made it not as fun. And then it was like such a big like keystone story. It was almost like it really could have been any of the fucking heroes. It's just they were going into this super small pocket universe that only Ant-Man could get to, you know? It's like it didn't really matter that it was an Ant-Man movie. And plus, it was called Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania. And for someone whose name was in the title, the Wasp didn't get shit for, like, quality Wasp moments. There was maybe one or two, but it's like, you're a title character. It should be more of a thing.
Yeah. I haven't been keeping up. MODOK. I heard that.
Fucking over MODOK. He's got the gold face thingy on, and he's swinging around, and got the buzz saws going, and the laser beams going. MODOK. As soon as that thing comes up, and it's that dumbass. No.
Oh man.
It's like instant stupid. And it stays that way. It looked dumb, and they acted dumb about it, and made him kind of a stupid character when he's like one of the most intelligent in the Marvel universe. And they had the perfect opportunity, and I keep saying this, and I don't know if the universe will ever listen, but they had Patton Oswalt, right?
Yeah.
He's doing the voice for that stop motion animation series. And while he was in the studio doing that, they could have motion captured his fucking head, like, and made him the fat head, and then it wouldn't have looked nearly as wonky.
I don't know if there's a way to not make MODOK look wonky. He's a big fat flying head. Yeah. But
But if he looks like MODOK in the comic, then I'm like, that's MODOK. But they got Darren Cross acting goofy with a shaved head and not looking like MODOK at all.
Yeah, right. It looks even goofier than MODOK. Oh, man.
They missed the perfect opportunity to even keep it, like, so hush. Like, nobody would have known because he was already playing that character in something else. They could have been just like, hey, read these lines while we take pictures of your face. We're just going to take a full mold of your face really quick for, you know, the thing.
Just to have.
And then, boom, you know, they put him in there, and nobody ever sees him or finds out he was doing lines or nothing.
You know,
all of a sudden you get the dopest MODOK there ever was.
Seeing him with the smile on his face. What? What the fuck was this?
What?
Who greenlit this? I see the problem you have with this.
That's the problem I have with it right there.
He looked so happy. Like, hey, what's going on, guys?
That was MODOK?
Yeah. Okay, that does look cool. That looks cool as fuck. Why did they get rid of that?
No. The it's a mask that covers over the stupid smiling face dude. And so after he's done like murdering everything and he's gotta like talk to people. Wow, do they do Vin Diesel?
That, what the fuck, man?
Wow.
Yeah, they could have had him cool looking. He kind of looks like Goro right here.
Man. See, he's always supposed to have that little bit of hair on top. And I think that's the things that threw me off. But also his personality.
That shit-eating grin.
Yeah, it was not good. It didn't fit MODOK. It wasn't in character. That stupid grin. And just he played that character was just wrong. I see how making that leap for that character, like, oh, this is because, you know, when he got sucked into the quantum realm, this is what happened to him, and we stuck him in this little metal chair thing, and that's what it is. I can buy that. But that's the product of it, is that stupid grin. And his
he looks so fucking happy. Fucked
it all up. It's the wrong choice.
Look at his little legs. He's like an egg.
Those little legs.
Man. Fucking.
His legs and arms are actually normal human size. It's just that his head is like the size of like a large bean bag.
Oh, Twitch began allowing artistic nudity and immediately regretted it.
Oh, why?
Yeah,
buttholes?
Apparently, company went too far. Yeah, people were drawing nude anime chicks, I guess. leave it to the internet.
Oh, no. Nude anime.
Man, the Pokemon DLC came out.
Yeah.
And we got fucking Entei. Looking.
Yeah.
Dope looking Entei. Not that many new Pokemon though, but they brought a bunch of new Pokemon back into the new gen. Oh shit, the Xbox Series X just got a price drop too.
Oh cool.
Now it's only $400. A price drop. Man, Xbox boss disturbed by what's going on in Activision Blizzard. Well, you know,
aren't we all?
That's what I mean. All those red flags were there before they bought them. It was all public.
You knew what you were getting into.
There was always a story about shenanigans happening at Activision Blizzard. I mean, Microsoft does make Internet Explorer, so maybe they're just now getting the news. Like, what the heck? Activision did what?
Wait. No.
That was in
2018? That's crazy.
Guys, I don't think this was that good of an idea.
Who said this was okay to do?
Didn't we go to court over these guys? Man. Fuck, and that was a long, drawn-out fucking battle. Fucking that was pretty crazy. And all the shit that got leaked during that. And where is this updated Xbox controller with haptic feedback and rechargeable batteries?
Was that not where the Series 2 was?
No. Well, it does have a rechargeable battery. It doesn't have the haptic feedback, though.
Yeah, that would be dope.
I just want a rechargeable battery.
Yeah, I've been using my PlayStation to play Call of Duty. And there's this fucking light machine gun that I use when I'm playing zombies. And so, like, I'm just sitting here holding this trigger. And it's just vibrating intensely, yeah. Right? Yeah. And it just sounds like my controller is about to rattle to pieces.
Yeah. That haptic feedback's crazy on the PS5. How you digging your PS5, Stone? You like
it? I'm digging it, man. the home screen and getting used to like some of the differences. Just user interface crap, you know.
How you fuck press the middle button once and it pulls up the bar.
Yeah.
That fucked with me at first.
You're supposed to just tap it instead of holding it down like you used to.
Yeah.
And then I'm having some trouble connecting my PlayStation and my email and Epic account.
Because
Epic is saying that my PlayStation account is registered to a different Epic account, and so I'm trying to get to the bottom of all that shit. It's a real pain in my ass. I don't know how, because like,
have you emailed them at all?
I emailed them today about it, finally trying to figure out what's up. I got a fucking V-Bucks card that I haven't been able to use. It's kind of like shitty that I use internet money.
They should be able to help you. I had a similar thing happen, and it was because I had played on the Switch, yeah. And I didn't log in or something, and so it created a dummy name for me. And so when I was trying to link my Nintendo account, I already had an account connected. It was weird.
See, I'm sitting here going back saying, like, what game did I play before I played Fortnite that Epic created and I created an account for it, you know? Like,
yeah, I think I created my account. I might have created my account for Rocket League, actually.
Play Rocket League. And I know I played Fortnite before I played Fall Guys.
Yeah, you know, Fall Guys is pretty good. What are you hitting on, Donnie?
This is a liquid batter. It's bubble gum.
Liquid batter?
I'll be right back.
Hell yeah. Man,
this is called weed, man.
Weed. Hell yeah. How does it feel to have weed again, Don?
Hell yeah, man. I quit for about a month and a half.
I remember that.
Talking at it. I'm fucking just, you know, chilling.
So after taking quite the tolerance break, how did your first day with a cart feel?
Oh, listen, dog. I was ready to go to bed all fucking day. You had me good. Just ready to fucking. I'm sitting there like just passing out. Like, all right.
Yeah.
And pop this coffee in me at the beginning of the show because I was about to pass the fuck out after just about driving for an hour after watching a movie for a couple hours. I mean, Die Hard's awesome, but sitting down anywhere dark for, you know, 2 hours in the middle of the evening.
Yeah.
I'm 40 plus, bro. It's gonna happen. I'm just gonna I didn't in the movie. But boy, I was starting to feel a little bit tired.
Oh, listen, I have during the movie. I fell asleep a couple times during the new Spider-Man.
The Sonic the Hedgehog 2 movie. Fell asleep, woke up, didn't know what the fuck was going on, what happened.
Alright, you know...
were like, you were snoring, Dad.
Sonic 2...
fucking slap me!
Sonic 2 was such an exciting movie for me. Because for one, I watched it with Richie. And he's super into Sonic. But man, I felt like a little fucking kid at the end when he turned into Super Sonic. Man, I was jumping up and down right there with fucking Richie, man. And it's just like, man, what the fuck is going on? And I'm like, Sonic just turned Super Sonic. Oh, man.
I missed that. I missed all of it.
Oh.
Man, like, bruh, nowadays, movies are way too expensive to catch a nap during that shit. I'm not paying
a
kid to take a nap.
Yeah.
Oh.
And the seats are so fucking comfortable now.
They are.
And it's almost like they want you to fall asleep so you can watch it again. I was so mad during Spider-Man. And Richie'd be like, "Yeah, you're sleeping. Why are you asleep?" I'm like, "You don't understand. I'm so comfortable. It's just the right amount of light. I don't even care that this loud ass Spider-Man is playing."
Yeah.
I went and seen the Spider-Man that came out. I think, was it the new one with all three of them?
Yeah.
No Way Home.
I didn't fall asleep, but I don't know why, but going all the way up into the top of the fucking theater gave me anxiety. Like, I was I didn't like it.
Oh, shit.
I don't know why.
I've been there before, man. I've gone in a movie theater and just been like, what the fuck's going on? Why am I here?
Right.
I had to dip out on a couple of movies before, man. I feel you.
I've dipped out on a couple, too.
Man, I'm going to tell you guys a dope-ass movie theater story. If I've already told it, I'm sorry. But I was at this cheap show called Cinemark 16, where on Mondays it was 75 cents if three or more people came. And so we would always show up to that. And it was always older movies playing, but still, to see something on the big screen, pretty fucking dope. But I remember this one time, it was me and Dave and Pat, we were in the bathroom, and I thought I saw Pat go into the stall. So I'm waiting outside the stall that I think Pat's in. And I got my fucking, my pants down and my ass out. And I'm getting ready to bare ass fart on this guy as soon as he walks out of this fucking stall. So the door opens and the guy walks out and I let it rip. And I turn around and to my horror, it's not Pat. It's some other guy. And he says, "Whoa, dude, chill out." Dave is watching this. And Dave's, same reaction as you guys. Dave's crying. Like, he thought this was so funny. I was so fucking embarrassed. I just bare-ass farted on some random fucking dude.
Can you imagine him telling this story now? This guy fucking just farted on
me. I'll never fucking forget. I walked past him on our way out of the theater and he was telling his friends the story and he goes, "There's the weirdo right there."
This is fucking awesome.
That's good.
Yeah, I couldn't. And then when I walk out of the bathroom, there's Pat outside the bathroom. He didn't even go into the bathroom with us. I don't know what. And I hadn't smoked weed. You know, maybe I did smoke weed. I don't know. I don't think I smoked weed. I think I was sober. I couldn't fucking believe that.
So have you bare ass farted on anybody in the theater since?
No. No, just that one time. And I could just imagine what that dude was thinking. Like, he walks out and just... And it was a loud, fucking, awful fart. And I just fully crap dust with this guy. Oh, I felt really
you're out there watching. Bad. And this guy shitted on you.
Yeah. All right. Let us know. All right. I'm gonna tell it again for Jesse. I'm gonna tell the story again for Jesse. We're talking about movie theaters.
Okay.
And I was talking about this time when I was at this cheap show called Cinemark 16. I'm in the bathroom. It's me, Dave, and Pat. And I see Pat go into a stall. And so I'm outside of the stall, the little stinker that I am. And I drop my pants. And I get ready to bare-ass fart on Pat as he walks out. Well, as he walks out and I bare-ass fart on him, I turn around and look, and in horror, it's not fucking Pat. It's some random guy. So I just ass blasted some random guy. Bare ass, right as he walks out of the room. And all he was a timid, whoa, dude, chill.
And then, y'all, what movie were y'all seeing?
I don't even remember what the fuck we were seeing. But I remember walking out of that bathroom and Pat was not in the bathroom with me. I thought he walked into the stall. But and then as I was leaving the theater, I heard the guy talking shit about me, pointing me out. He almost started farting on me.
Oh fuck!
I got Dave.
That's a unique situation.
Why are you gonna tell his kids about this?
Yeah.
One day, some dude farted on Dad in the movie theater.
Don't ever use the public restroom, kids. I don't care how bad of an emergency is, you hold it.
Man, I scarred that man forever. He walks by a public bathroom and he shivers.
Has flashbacks.
Dad, I gotta pee. Wait till we get home, son. Why are you so afraid to use the bathroom, son? That day.
Constantly, he can't go to sleep at night because he's sitting there like, why?
Yeah.
Why did that guy do that?
And this is before everyone started doing that shit on YouTube, so there was no camera or anything. Just a big fat guy farting on him. Fucking Donnie. Yeah, oh my god, that was a fucking day, man. That was on one of those days where you're so embarrassed, like, you could just jump off a cliff. That was one of those days for me.
Did that ruin your whole day?
No. No, you know, surprisingly enough, I thought it was pretty fucking funny, too.
That's actually...
Yeah. The look of just pure horror on this dude's face. I wish I would have had a camera.
Chill, dude.
Yeah, that's exactly how he did it too.
Chill, dude.
He was
trying to push the fart clown away.
Man, I'd have probably slammed the stall shut as soon as I seen your ass, dude. I was just like, no.
And when I turned around, I just see some other guy that's not Pat. Because I was expecting Pat to kick me in the ass or something. So I was ready to get kicked or something.
Kick never came. I turned around.
And it's just a terrifying.
Ah! Your ass beat.
Oh my god. That was
lucky you didn't shart all over the place, man. God damn.
If I would have shit on the guy, I would have. I probably would have gotten
my ass. That's where this was going. I really thought you were about to tell me a story about how you accidentally shit on Pat.
I've never shit on anyone, but that would have been funny. You know, I just
strangers in the wind.
This whole conversation got me thinking about those slow-mo guys on YouTube. I'm thinking about if they did one and it just showed ass cheeks in slow-mo when someone farted. Like, just rip all Legos through. Oh, man. On that fucking note, we're well past time. Fucking.
Well, we had fun doing.
Yeah. We. I still can't fucking believe that. We did. Don't fucking fart on people. Don't fart on strangers. I shouldn't have to say it, but apparently I do. Someone should have told me when I was younger.
See any of us out and you watch the show, fart on us. We'll talk
about it.
Fuck, man. Yeah. See Donnie especially fart on
him. You're in Kentucky.
Just...
Put one in the wind.
Right in Donnie's direction. Oh, fucking. Also, thebrooklynvita.com. Go there. Yeah,
I like that shirt you're wearing, by the way.
It is pretty fucking dope.
Go to recordboycomic.com.
There's a website now. Hell yeah.
I think there might be a link to the social media and stuff like that.
Hell yeah. There'll be a fucking a link down below.
Oh, yeah.
Is that just some orange juice you're drinking?
No, it's just an orange cup.
You know what? Fuck you, then.
It's water.
Oh, well, that's acceptable, but...
Yeah.
Okay. Also, stone.ninja. Fucking... The slinkycast.com. One day. And then Donnie's got Donnie's. What are you calling him?
Donnie's doing Donnie.
One got Donnie on TikTok.
No, you got your wrestling shit coming up, though.
Oh, WWD.
WWD.
Yeah,
wrestling. What's that?
Wrestling with Donnie.
Wrestling with Donnie.
I'm fucking down for that.
Hell yeah.
Yep. What would Donnie do?
That sounds fun too.
Yeah.
I got a co-host now, so we're gonna.
Yeah.
There you go.
Fuck yeah.
It's gonna be great.
Well, I'm ready to hear that. That sounds fun.
Fucking.
Right.
We love you guys.
Yeah, man.
Thanks for listening. Episode 160.
Toodaloo.
I'll talk to y'all fucking next week.